If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
I got Bob Prosser on the line and with Ishnala. Bob, it must be a crazy busy night over there for you.
You know what? I'm sorry. I told my staff, I said I had it on my phone, which I left upstairs. Don't let me forget. I got to talk to WG. I like to talk. So I was down in one of the bars talking to a guest, and the manager came down at the bar. WGN's on the phone. So, sorry, you know, I was headed to business here, you know.
As you should.
Perfect. It's like 80 degrees, and people came out of the woodwork tonight. It's been fantastic.
It's funny. While my producer was calling your cell, I called your front desk because I know there's always a few people up there. I'm like, please go find Bob. I know it's a beautiful night, but and he's probably doing the schmooze. But I got to grab him.
Oh, I was schmoozing, all right.
Well, you know what's even funnier, Bob? When the sales department handed me notes for tonight's interview, I'm like, first of all, I've been there, but I don't need notes. All I have to do is say hi, Bob, and we'll go a half hour.
Well, you know, and that's funny because my gal that communicates with your people, she sends me a list of questions, and I never look at them. I think, really? First of all, they're not going to ask questions because I won't stop talking. Secondly, I'm not going to look at those questions. Are you kidding? So we think the same way.
We do.
Let me tell you about, you guys have heard about beef tallow, right? The whole beef tallow thing going on in the world.
Yeah, beef tallow, yeah.
So we switched all of our items to beef tallow. So this is what we say, cook the way it should be. We saute, we broil, and we fry our foods with pure beef tallow, no seed oils, just real flavor. So we made a commitment to switch over to that. I'll tell you what, it's been really well received. It changes the flavor profile, and it's even better.
I love that.
As good as our food is, it's even better now.
Tell folks what that really means, though. I mean, you know, it's obviously a better way, a healthier way of cooking, and it just provides a lot of flavor, right?
Well, there's no question. It's both. It's better for you, and the seed oils, you know. I don't know why we got away from it, just like most places did years ago, because I think we did beef tallow in the 90s. Mm. One of my chefs reminded me, and I said, geez, why did we quit doing it? Maybe it wasn't as available. I don't know. Maybe it was too pricey. I really don't know the answer. But when they started talking about it, I said, we need to look into that. We need to see if that makes sense for us, and we're doing it. We're very excited about it.
Love
and
it.
We've already sold 8,818 old fashions so far this year since April 10th. Last year, remind you, we sold 118,650 old fashions in 200 days. We know a little bit about old fashions.
You do, and I'm going to say that's going fast. You might be ahead of last year already. We are talking to Bob Prosser from Ishnala Supper Club on Mirror Lake in Wisconsin.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Bob Prosser on a busy, busy, warm Friday night up at Ishnala Supper Club on Mirror Lake. So 71 years for this restaurant, but in 1973, 51 years ago, you started working for the then owners as a busboy, so you really worked your way up, Bob.
I started the day I turned 16 in Wausau, Wisconsin, in 1973, for the Hoffman brothers owned several restaurants throughout the Midwest. They had one in Elk Grove Village that I also worked in. So I worked at 8 of the Hoffman houses, worked my way around, worked all the different positions, and was fortunate enough to be able to buy the Hoffman House of Rockford, Hoffman House of Janesville, Ishnala, and then we had a catering kitchen in Batavia and one in Janesville. So it's just been a joy. It's the love of my life. I love this business. I'm pretty good at it. I have a lot of fun. And it's been, you know, I've just been very fortunate. And it's just, you know, I learned from the Hoffman brothers who basically said, you know, take care of the people, take care of the customers, and everything else will fall into place. So that's first. So number one on my list is consistency with the service. And we work really, really, really hard to give the best service you're going to get anywhere. That's what we're so proud of. And then on top of that, we add phenomenal food, which just is a double whammy. Let's talk about the weight. So people say, you know, oh, geez, the wait's too long. I don't want to wait. First of all, we average about 2 hours and 20 minutes a night, average, which means March. We don't open in March. Yeah, you can get in right away.
Yeah,
April and May, you know, it might be 30 minutes during the week in April and May, and then, you know, might get into two hours plus on Saturday in April and May. Well, you know, once we get into the summertime, it's 2 hours, 2 to 2.5 every night, and maybe a little bit more, 3+ on Saturdays. But it's, you know, you're going to sit outside. We have 4 bars. We have music at one of the bar, outside bar. You can sit on the beach area. We have cocktail servers, you know, pouring old fashions everywhere. And it's, where else are you going to sit? I mean, you're going to come up here and you're going to sit outside anyway because it's so nice. Why not sit outside at beautiful Ishnala, have an old-fashioned, have some prime spears, which is our shaved prime with 4 cheeses wrapped around an asparagus spear, and just enjoy yourself and have a great time.
Here's what I realized. Here's what I realized when I got there. Hold on a second. Go ahead, Bob. What I said is leave the phone in the car, unplug, talk to each other, and when you get there, there's so much to see. The beauty. It makes you relax. It makes you unplug. And if you do want to walk around, you get to see the place. You can sit at a bar and have an appetizer, as you said, or a drink. You get to go to the gift shop. The experience is extraordinary. And time went like that because it's so much fun.
Well, and that's awesome. And I want to mention our partner, Central Standard Distillery out of Milwaukee, is our brandy. Woolersheim, of course, has my bourbon. Has my red blend, our Ishnala Red Reserve, has our white wine. We like using as much local as possible. Newski's local Applewood smoked ham from northern Wisconsin. So a lot of things we've incorporated with our menu, and our drinks are from the local flavor. Door County, obviously cherries. We have one of the drinks that encompasses that. So we try and do a lot of Wisconsin stuff that is incorporated in our drinks and our food. Because we love Wisconsin. You know, we're the number one. I don't know if you know this, but we are the number one supper club in Wisconsin.
Yes, you are. Woo! Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I will tell you, your steaks are amazing. And what I had beforehand, which was your recommendation, the last time I was there, were these butterflied prawns. It was like having lobster tail while I was sitting there having a little snack.
Yeah, there are 2 to 3 ounce, little 2.5 ounce prawns, shrimp, the big shrimp that we broil, and I personally think they taste better than lobster, and they're delicious. They go great with a ribeye. We have a really nice ribeye, at least 40 days aged, so it's tender and more flavorful. That's the best way to have a ribeye, medium rare, you know, nice and tender and flavorful. I mean, that is a phenomenal. And, of course, we have the filet, which is our number one seller, and it has been forever and probably will be forever because the filet is favored by women like that more so because there's not much fat. There isn't any fat on a filet. I like fat. I like the ribeye. I like the prime rib because of the flavor that the fat gives me. So those are our, you know, filet, prime rib, ribeye, those are our main guys, lobster, of course, duck, you know, something you're not going to get where, and it's not the little duck breast that you get at all those fancy places, you know, it's half a duck, so we don't do that, and it's not, people say, oh, I don't want duck because it dries out, well, ours doesn't dry out because it's not a little tiny breast.
Yeah, and right. It's totally true.
Ribs,
it's totally
like ribs, barbecue ribs falls off the bone. Our ribs fall off the bone. I'm telling you right now,
it does. And I will say, and I love the prime rib as well, like you mentioned. And I'm just bouncing a little bit back and forth here, but I remember when over the wintertime when you weren't open, I bought a couple bottles of your brandy and your bourbon and made myself an Ishnala old fashioned at home. So that's a really lovely thing too. Is as much as you enjoy the experience there, you can take a little bit of that home too.
Well, and you have to, hopefully you bought some glasses with it, because this is what I tell people. You get the brandy, you get the old-fashioned mix, but it doesn't taste the same if it's not in an Ishnala old-fashioned glass.
It's so true. I tell you, when I pulled them out, people were like, oh, is that, that's cool. And I'm like, well, you're going to have an old-fashioned, and I'm a bourbon rather than brandy, but I'm like, you're going to have an old-fashioned in an Ishnala glass with their fabulous bourbon. They were thrilled. It just reminds you of summer.
Yeah, I love our bourbon. Actually, in 2 years, they've got some barrels set aside for me, so we will have a 10-year bourbon in two. We got an 8-year bourbon right now that's in the barrel. I want to wait till 10 years so we have another 10-year bourbon. If you're a bourbon guy, you know 10 years means something, because most you know, like Jim Beam and the stuff we pour right now is like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so good.
The rail. Yeah.
So talk about the views.
Very exciting for us also.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's from Woolershine.
Yeah. Talk about the views, Bob, because, I mean, no matter where you're sitting, in the restaurant, outside at a bar, listening to live music, just walking around, these views are incredible. If you've had a tough day, go walk around, look out the window, and all your cares will go away.
Well, from corner to corner, from the main bar all the way to the end of the dining room is just windows. It's just one big, you know, window pane all the way around. There's not a bad seat in the house and not a bad seat in the restaurant, because it wraps around. It doesn't matter if you're on the window or up on the second level. And I actually prefer the second level myself, because I think it's a better view. Mm-hmm. I think it's better sitting back up top. Plus, it's quieter because it's carpet and it's not the hard ceiling and the hard floor, which is a little bit louder on the window part. So the upper level, I think, is better than the window. Of course, everybody wants a window, and they fill up fast. But then you go down to the powwow bar, which is right under the dining room, the whole row of windows. You go to the teepee bar that has, you know, windows on all three sides, and you can sit on the deck. There's a deck between the powwow and the teepee bar, and there's a deck on the other side of the teepee bar. And, of course, we have the Tomahawk Bar, which has one great big deck overlooking the beach. So, yeah, there is not a bad spot. And if you don't want to sit on any of those places, by the gift shop, we have a bunch of those old red chairs that you see from the fifth, sitting on some pods there where it's quieter. You want to sit. I'm watching people right now just sitting there having a conversation, and I see they have a couple old-fashioneds in front of them. So, you know, and I see people walking around, sitting on the rocks, going into the gift shop. So much to do. So exciting a place to be at. So relaxing, so much fun, and our staff is ready to go, happy to take care of you. They're friendly, they're welcoming, they want you here. We want your business. We love your business. We appreciate it.
Well, it's Ishnala Supper Club on Mirror Lake, number one in Wisconsin. Leave your phone in the car, unplug, talk to each other, enjoy the nature around you. Great food, great drinks, and for more information, visit ishnala.com. Thank you, Bob, and I will absolutely see you up there soon.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling me and reminding me.
It's okay. It's my pleasure, brother. Always fun talking to you. Have a great night. All right.